What is up, fam? It is Ryan Milton from Team Flex. You're on my podcast, Ryan Rant Radio. If you haven't been on here before, this is my show where basically I break down every damn thing you want to know to get your results, no matter who you are, what you're doing, or where you're going. All right? That's what we do on the show. That's what it's all about. And I ask you one simple favor. If you get anything out of it, just share it. Take a screenshot. Put me on your story. Tag at Team Flex. Thanks fucking much. It's Ryan Rant Radio. Yeah, turn it up. Turn that shit up. You listening? You listening loud enough? Come on now. With this shit so loud in your headphones that people outside your headphones can hear that shit. You know. Come on. All right. You guys, it is another... What day is today? Shit. Tuesday. I only know that because I did back day today. But we're on here again to talk about some stuff to, you know, kick you into high gear, help you get where you want to be faster, further, whatever you're doing. I'm not, you know, gonna baby you. I'm not gonna hold your hand through some shit. I tell you some stuff that's gonna fucking hurt. And today's gonna hurt. But you know what? It's good, because when it hurts, it makes you better. When you get that hurt going, when you get that real deal motherfucking truth going, then you start to, you know, be able to progress and be able to go further and be able to actually put an end to the bullshit and get some real shit done, all right? And that's what I always want to do. That's what I keep doing on here. And I think you guys like it because the podcast's been in the top for a damn long time. It's actually impressive. So thanks all of you for listening. It's impressive because of you, by the way, not because of me, all right? So let's get this fucking shit cooking, all right? Let's go. So today I want to talk about this idea, fam, of, you know, in the world we live in, there's people in all walks of life and all different types of people. Pretty much everybody goes through some type of a pain, some types of a struggle, some type of something that hurts in life, right? We all go through this shit with different goals, with different things we have. You know, you could think about it in fitness where you actually physically injure yourself, or maybe you're not getting results and you're going through the pain of that or whatever. It goes in career, it goes into your life, into your relationships. There's all fucking sorts of pains that humans go through, right? And what generally people do, since we are basically, you know, just a bunch of fucking whiny mechanisms of humanity, is people bitch, people complain, people whine about it, people cry about it, and they make excuses and they blame shit for why they went through whatever amount of pain. But I have this interesting, you know, idea and this interesting thought of what if every pain in life that you go through and you're dealing with and the struggle and the challenge and all that, what if all of that is actually something that you fucking deserve? And now hear what I just said. What if you deserved all the pain you felt? What if you deserved going through the struggle, the challenge, all the things that you faced? What does that really mean? All right, and before you freak the fuck out and you start posting some hate shit, realize what I'm saying and finish this fucking podcast. I'm saying that in life, every environment you're in, every circumstance you're in, everything you ever deal with is something that you chose. It's something you chose to be involved in. It's something that chose to be there with you. And that is why you deserve your fucking pain. Truth is, ladies and gentlemen, anything that you're going through in life, anything that has happened, anywhere you're at, it is all shit that is in your control, all right? The way that I literally view life is that anything you're dealing with, if you don't fucking change it, it's on you. In that case, the pain you deal with, you fucking deserve it. You did deserve it. You do deserve it. And you are going to continue to get that shit and deserve it because you're not fucking doing anything to change it. And really, come on, really understand what I'm saying to you right now. You have the opportunity in life, ladies and gentlemen, to put an end to whatever circumstance, to not deal with bullshit, to not deal with whatever pains you're experiencing, to not be one of these fucking people that sit back, cry, bitch, whine, moan, and fucking make excuses for why you're dealing with something, why you are where you are, why you have the pain, the challenge, the struggle you have. You have the opportunity to put an end to that shit. It's called taking control of your motherfucking life. Once you take your fucking thumb out of your mouth and quit sucking on it like a little baby, and you start making some change, guess what happens? Everything around you changes. All your circumstances start changing. Everything you're dealing with starts changing. And this fucking pain that you're feeling, this thing you got going on, it fucking goes away. You put an end to it. It's out of there. It's fucking gone. When you stop crying, when you stop bitching, when you stop moaning, when you start looking for something to fix, something you can change, an action you can take, not an excuse to fucking make, that's when you finally get out of the shit, you get out of the struggle, you get out of the challenges, and you get out of that motherfucking pain, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously. And this is something I've thought about for a long time and something I've truly believed in. And I've, you know, preached on the behind the scenes to my clients, you know, athletes, business coaching clients, different people that I've worked with over the years when they're talking to me about X, Y, and fucking Z problem. And, you know, it's this idea that, hey, you know what? The life you live is one that you are creating yourself, whether you know it or not. You know, these circumstances and these environmental factors and these things that happen to you that are even happenstance, you know, they're all technically, if you really look at it from the point of taking total ownership and total, you know, this is where you are and why you're here, then guess what you get? You start to understand, well, shit, that is true. Literally, I think about this in the most brutal of circumstances too, almost to a level it's crazy, but it would be better if everybody was honestly on that path versus the one where they're crying and they're bitching and they're complaining about every little thing that ever goes on or doesn't and so forth. That's why I'm saying, hey, you know what? Fucking put an end to it. Put a fucking end to it. And I'll tell you guys, I've had my own personal experience with this, like many times in my life, but the one that really did it to me the most, to where I realized that I was just a fucking dumbass that was, you know, doing all the shit that I just talked shit about, was when I injured my back. And so years and years ago now, fuck, I don't even know how many years ago, I injured my back real fucking bad, okay? So I had a physical pain. I was doing crazy deadlifts, you know, 500-600 pounds every day, just fucking doing crazy shit, way too heavy, injuring myself, training through it, doing it again, doing it over and over. And one day, my fucking back hurt so damn bad after I did a deadlift thing. I heard this pop and this crazy fucking pain. And guess what I did? I still finished my training session, of course. But you know what happened is the next day I couldn't fucking walk. And for a week or two after that, I was fucking barely walking and limping. And then for 2 fucking years, ladies and gentlemen, I still had this back pain. And I was limping around, fucking hobbling my way through life. Couldn't tie my motherfucking shoe for like 2-3 years, literally. I'm not even kidding. This is how fucking stupid this was, right? And every day, you know, as much as I was the fucking charge forward, gonna get my shit done, I deserved my fucking pain. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because I always complained about it in my head. You know, I wasn't vocally complaining to anybody about it, but I was always like, fuck, man, my back. If my back would just give the fuck up and stop giving me this problem, I could get back to doing my normal routines. I could get back to my progress. I could get back to this. I could do all that thing, right? And remember, this story is about a physical pain, but this goes anywhere in life. Mental pain, whatever, career, relationships, life. Don't give a fuck. All the same. So anyway, I was fucking in this pain so damn much. And you know what I kept doing? Never took a day off. Never fucking even rethought and sat back and was like, what can I do? I tried everything I could possibly do to fix my back, from everything I knew, everything I could learn, every single thing that there was out there in the world. I studied more about the spine and fixing shit than I swear anybody that's been through a fucking doctorate. And the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, all the knowledge in the world didn't make me fucking sit back and realize, well, hey, you know what's fucking crazy, Ryan? You know what's fucking crazy? You keep doing the same shit over and over that's gonna cause this fucking pain. You're still going to the gym. You're still working out. You're still trying all these different fucking special exercises and correctives and things to fix your fucking back. But at the end of the day, guess what, motherfucker? Guess what? You deserve your motherfucking pain. And that's what I really came to, and I realized, and you know, I said, all right, fuck, this is true. This is what's going on. I'm doing the shit that literally facilitates the problem, and I'm sitting here in my head bitching, complaining about it, that it won't go away. And so all I had to do, ladies and gentlemen, was at that moment, took fucking 2.5-3 years to get to that point, but I said, you know what? I deserve my fucking pain. I deserve it. And I'm going to do the total opposite approach and put an end to fucking bitching, crying, and moaning, and make a fucking change. And then pretty much over a span of a month, my back pain was gone. Changed everything I was doing, changed it to the right shit that I should have been doing, not the charge forward, not the fucking complain after, not any of that bullshit. I reassessed where I was at, reassessed my life, and said, you know what, shit, man. If I don't have pain, I also deserve that. If I'm not in a spot where I'm hurting, I'm also deserving that. So there's two paths in life, ladies and gentlemen. The one that will lead you to the pain over and over and people don't fucking change. And then the one that will fix it. A lot of people don't want to do what it takes to fix it. And thus, they sit, they cry, they bitch, they fucking moan. And they deserve their pain. But this choice, this is a choice you have. One that you can make. Something you can change at any point in life. No matter what circumstance, no matter what outside factor, if it's not fucking deadlifts that hurt your back, no matter what it is, I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, you can change your fucking life at any point. Just choose to not deserve your own fucking pain.